The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, to go from being relatively unknown to a viral star overnight, that's the dream, I suppose, for many up-and-coming performers today. And it's now a reality for Cork singer-songwriter Stephanie Rainey. We mentioned this just the other day because her song Please Don't Go, and the heart-wrenching video in particular that accompanied it, it blew up on the internet last week and so far has been watched by over 250,000 people on YouTube. Well, Stephanie joins us now, not from Belfast as our last item, but right down the other end in the Cork studios. Stephanie, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Tell me about yourself, first of all, before you even tell me about the inspiration for the song. Who are you and why are you? Okay, I'm on the clock here. You've got 30 seconds.
I'm a musician from Cork, basically. I've been writing songs for a long time, and I studied music in college. I suppose I've just been trying to get that off the ground. And last week I put out a song that I recorded a long time ago, and it seems to have just kind of gone a bit viral. So
that's brilliant. That's just so, sorry, it's almost like nearly say so some of my friends in Cork. It's gone a bit viral.
Gone a bit viral.
It's gone a bit viral, yeah. Oh my God. Okay, there's a very funny story I could tell, but this might be the place to tell it in terms of using that kind of language. That's brilliant. Okay, it's gone a bit viral. So it's gone viral. It's huge, basically.
Yeah,
so then basically the song itself, first of all, before even that song, when you say you're a singer or you're a musician from Cork, have you been writing songs for a while?
I've been writing songs since I was a teenager. That's the truth, I guess.
I have to ask you because you've walked into it now. What age are you now?
I'm 29.
Hey, you're 29. Okay. So you've been writing songs for quite some time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And songs that you sing yourself?
Songs that I sing myself, yeah.
And not that you give to anybody else necessarily?
Not as of yet, no.
All right. And do you play live in places?
Yeah, I've played live. I've played my own original stuff, like pretty much anywhere you can imagine. And I suppose, you know, it's all with music, like I'm sure you know so many people, it's always just waiting for like just a small break to kind of,
yeah,
just kind of push you to the next level, and hopefully this is what I've been waiting for.
Well, this is funny because like a small break is one thing, but when you suddenly get a big break, I want to talk to you about that because this is a huge break. Have you ever gone, by the way, for the, what do you call it, all the programs on TV, X Factor type programs, or any of those?
No, but I've people come up to me and they're like, "Would you ever just go for The Voice?" And I don't know, it's just not for me, you know. I think anybody who does it, fair play. I don't actually think I'd even have the nerve to do it, to be honest.
To have the nerve to sit in front of four people whose seats don't turn around, and therefore you're useless.
I just think, you know, I think like when I think of that situation, I just think how nerve-wracking would it be just waiting to go out and just, you know, place all your kind of
in 30 seconds.
Yeah. You can't sum it up in that, you know.
Yeah, you'd rather invite the four of them to go to a full gig and have a pint or something.
Exactly.
And watch it. Yeah, exactly, of course. Okay, well, listen, let's take a blast of what we're talking about first of all, which is not necessarily just you. We're talking about the song itself, and then we're talking specifically, I suppose, about the video.
Yeah.
This is Please Don't Go. Stephanie Rainey, that's the current, now I'm not so sure what I'm going to say next, so I'll just say that's called Please Don't Go. And the current, what exactly is this, Stephanie? I mean, can people buy that as a single? Can they do it as a download? Is it available to anything other than just on the video?
It's up on iTunes.
That's what I mean.
It's on iTunes. Any online store, really, you can get it on.
Right.
And you can get it as part of the EP, or you can get it just on its own.
Oh, so there's two or three other numbers, are there?
Yeah.
All right, I see. Okay, fine. Are these ones that you've had stored for a while and said, look, since Please Don't Go is doing so well, here's my best shot of the last sort of 10 years in terms of these are my best other three songs?
Well, actually, like what happened was I actually put out the EP last September. The whole thing, there was a different lead single off it, and I kind of promoted that a little bit last year, and then kind of at Christmas time I was like, I want to just take some time off and just basically make some good videos, and I took like until about a week ago kind of off from like playing and everything like that, and I just focus on the videos, and I was just trying to get them as, you know, as close to perfection as I could. And because nobody was really waiting for anything, you know what I mean? So I wasn't kind of under pressure to kind of promote the EP, even though it kind of came out last September. So then last week happened and here we are now.
Here we are now. Where are we now exactly? I mean, like you know, what's the situation in terms of a bit viral? I mean, where are we exactly?
I mean, it's spreading just every day. Like, obviously, it's slowed a little bit from where, you know, from when it obviously came out first. But I mean, it's still getting just a rake of views. Like, I mean, it's nearly at 3 million now on Facebook, and it's at, I think, nearly 260,000 on YouTube. But it's climbing, like, steadily. Like, it's just climbing steadily every day. And I suppose, like, the thing of it is, it kind of seems to me now that anybody who sees it will share it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suppose in that sense, it's like you're just waiting for more people to pick up on it. And obviously, from my point of view, I'm just so proud of the video and what it says and what it does. So it's kind of a nice thing to be able to chat to people about and kind of hang my hat on, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well then let's just take a look. The amount of people you say, like certainly 3 million is a blinking bit viral, all right. So do you think an awful lot of the people who see the video, that it resonates with them on a very personal level?
I think so. And I think, you know, like, I'm getting so many messages, and I mean, even if you just read the comments, I just read the comments the other day. I was doing some work in the studio and I had to stop reading them because I was actually just like, I couldn't keep reading them. They're so emotional, you know, and people are so invested in it. And it's like, I don't know, like the messages I'm getting are basically people saying, you know, I lost my dad or my son, yeah. And this song kind of says to me, you know, what I can't say myself. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's strange. I think it's just because people see the vulnerability of it and people trying to be, you know, trying to hold their strength in the video and just being brave about it. And it's kind of like a conversation without there having to be any words, if you know what I mean.
Well, then, from your point of view, where does the inspiration come from just to get the damn thing written? I mean, Please Don't Go is the song itself. You decided to write it because of what exactly?
Well, it's kind of like a long story, really. But I lost my nephew about over 10 years ago,
yeah.
Kind of suddenly. And like it was very, you know, it was a very kind of tragic kind of circumstance. And he was the kind of first, you know, grandchild in our family. You know, yeah. He was the complete focus of our entire universe. And then obviously we lost him. And God, you know, I wouldn't wish anything like that on my worst enemy. It's the worst feeling. And, you know, I've written a lot of songs between then and now. But about 2 years ago, I was visiting somebody in hospital and I was walking down the corridor in the hospital and, you know, there's all the windows on your left and your right. And I was just kind of, you know, like looking in, kind of looking around and taking everything in. And there was just families in there with people and you could just tell that there was really bad, you know, situations and it looked like people weren't going to get better and
yeah.
People just looked wrecked and tired. And I just, all of a sudden, it just hit me like a wave, like of absolute empathy. Do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah. I could just feel it as if what I had went through was, you know, was just there again in that moment. And I was like, they're probably going to have the same feeling that I had for such a long time. And I just was kind of overcome with empathy. And then when I got home, like I had the song written in like literally, I'd say 20 minutes. And I cried the whole way through making the demo. The demo was like the most, I don't know, I couldn't even sing it. It was like something that wasn't belonged to me, if you know what I mean.
As in like you were in front of a desk and you wrote down the song with a guitar in your hand or whatever it happened to be. And then you decided to demo the thing. And it was during the demo, if you like, you realised just how powerful the song you had written.
Yeah, because the words came so easy and it's a really simple song. You know, I mean, it's nothing. You know, you try and write songs all the time that are just, you know, you're trying to think of, you know, everything and put everything in the right place. And it just came really easy. It's three chords the whole way through and just everything kind of just flowed pretty simply. And then like every time I play this live since I've written it, every single time I get choked up at the end of singing it. That's the problem because I've been asked to play it on the radio a few times and every single time I'm just like, oh, you know, and even on the actual recording, like I remember I was in this tiny, I have this cupboard in my house and I was recording the vocal inside there and I couldn't even, you know, it's something that it just never leaves me, the feeling of it. I don't know why that is, but it just stays with me. It's like, it just brings me back to whatever moments I was in. And it kind of sticks with me, you know.
Okay, well, that's the song itself, which has such resonance with you and now with loads of other people as well. But one of the ways it has that resonance is because of the pictures that go with it, which we can't show here because we're on radio. But the video itself then, that's the one that's really pushed it forward.
Yeah.
The idea for the video, how did the video come about? Was it you?
Yeah, like, I mean, I had this idea And I was kind of almost like, I've said this before, like I'm kind of, I was scared to say it out loud because then I knew like if I said it, you know, I wanted to make sure that I could do it in a way that was, I suppose, respectful and I suppose real as opposed to just trying to make this really overly emotional video, do you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So eventually I mulled it over and I was like, okay, you know, I'm taking this break. I'm, you know, when music, it kind of gets hard and you kind of get, you kind of get stuck in your head a little bit. And I was like, right, I'm going to make some videos, but I'm going to make them for me, you know, and what I would like to kind of represent my music, I guess, you know. And eventually I just was like, right, I'm going to do this video. It's going to be really hard, but I'm going to try and kind of see what I can do. And I just asked people that I knew to get involved, you know, because they all knew me. They knew, you know, kind of what I'd been through. And they were just really, really, I suppose, they were up for doing it. And with, like, the way we kind of ran the actual video and kind of to get the footage was we did an interview. So I wouldn't even call it an interview. It was a chat, really.
Yeah.
And we kind of just asked people, you know, their story from start to finish. And then we asked them the questions in between. But like the honesty from the very get-go when people sat down was just insane. It was like start to finish the entire story with just complete openness. And I think that that's why the video comes across so well, because there's just no, there's no like,
there's no wall. Horse manure around it. It's the real deal all the time.
It's the real deal. It's, yeah. There's no walls at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still can't watch it like without kind of getting a bit choked up with it.
So
like,
you kind of, you had the idea for the video. You were afraid to say it out loud, if you like, because then you'd have to sort of, you know, you'd have to see it through to the end. It's just what it was. Okay, so yeah, you did have some help. You've got a cousin and she's a producer in Dublin, is that right?
Yeah, her name is Kate O'Hara. She works, like she's worked on lots of shows. So I suppose when I kind of knew I was going to do it, I knew that, you know, I didn't really want to be the person who was asking the questions, especially because there were people I knew. So I asked my cousin and she's just amazing. Like,
and was she the one who decided how to do all the editing? Because it sounds like it's all in the edit.
Well, you know, not, we kind of worked in it together, I would say, because Kevin Hurley, he's a friend of mine, he lives in Dublin, he did the edit for the video, but he's really good friend of mine. So I gave him all of the footage, and in fairness to him, like he watched every bit of it, and he put
together. Are we talking hours and hours here?
Hours and hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh really? Oh
yeah.
Gosh. Okay. So like, and who are these people? Did you just like, have you got that many friends?
I do. I mean, it's just it's like, I mean, they're all just people that kind of that I know in from different circumstances, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And like, again, like I can't thank them enough, because
and like what, like when you decided what you were doing, says, sorry, who are you? Stephanie, right? Oh yeah, I know you, Stephanie, you're so and so's brother. Okay, fair enough. What do you want me to do exactly? Was there a bit of that?
It was kind of, you know, I kind of had kind of, I had to make a plan so I could actually ask the people, you know, and give them all of the information. So what I did first was I basically sent each person a text message. Yeah. And I said, look, I'm doing this video. This is what it's for. This is what I hope that it will achieve. And what I mean by that is that I hope that it can kind of, I suppose, let people relate to grief.
Mm-hmm.
In an honest way, and basically start the conversation, because I think there is kind of an element where people don't really know what to say to people when they're in that situation. And it's to kind of remove the words and just kind of have like almost like a silent conversation with the video, if you know what I mean.
And so, in other words, like, you know, if they're relating to their own grief, then you did decide to include not just a bit viral, but internet sensation Kian Toomey in the video.
Yeah.
Who's Kian?
So basically, when I did the EP last year, Kian had just started working in Red FM in Cork, because his videos were kind of starting to get noticed, and
yeah.
I was in there doing a live session on one of the evening shows to promote the EP. And so they played the track that was the lead single, and then they asked me to play a live track, and I was like, I'm on my own, so I'll play Please Don't Go. And plus, I love that song, you know. And I thought, you know, at the finish, when I finished the interview, Kian came into the room and he said, I was outside and I was listening to your track, you know, and he's like, I have to say, it really kind of hit me hard because I lost my dad. He's like, you know, I was kind of fighting back the tears. And I just thought, you know, fair play, like, you know, it takes a lot for a guy to come in and just go, that kind of hit me hard, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I'm feeling it, like. And then we were chatting, like, the days after, we kind of, you know, started talking to each other, and that was fine. And then about 2 months later, I was like, I'm making this video and I was wondering if you'd like to be a part of it. And I told him all about it. And he was like, I'd love to do it. And it was more like, I mean, it was really more because of his reaction to it at the time. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. So therefore, what you did is then you got the video together, you put it up there, where, on YouTube first, was it?
I actually put it on Facebook first.
Facebook first, yeah. Okay. And tell me, just in terms of hours,
oh God.
How quickly did it get there?
It got there pretty quickly. As soon as I put it up, it started just to grow legs, you know, and then... By, I would say, 10 hours, we were at, like, I would say, a million views.
And that was helped big time by Cian sharing it as well.
Cian shared it in the afternoon, and it's just, like, it spread like wildfire from there. And, you know, he's just, honestly, he is such a nice guy. He really is. And, you know, he's getting on to me, and he's like, you know, I'm really happy for you. And I'm just like, look, obviously, thank you so much.
But hold on a second. I'm just trying to think here, Stephanie. What's the biggest bit of all about it? You specifically had a way that you would like people to have perceived this. Mm. And boy, did they hit the bullseye. And is that the one that made you go to bed at the end of the week saying, that's a great week?
It makes me go, no matter what happens from here on out, I will always look back on this and go, that's the thing. Do you know what I mean? And it's just a sense that it's kind of helping people. You know, I mean, I was out last night and this girl came over to me and she was just like, it helped me. It really helped me to actually reach something within myself that I've been pushing down. And she's like, it's the song, it's the video. You know, she's like, it just helps me to communicate with something within myself that I don't need to kind of talk to somebody else about. You know,
just hold on a second. Just one thing for those who haven't seen the video. What happens in the video? Are the people just talking in the video?
Well, in the video, they're basically. You can kind of see sometimes they're looking off to the side, and then they're holding like a card up with words on it.
Yeah.
The way we worked it, we kind of had like an interview, kind of like a, you know, just a chat about basically everything that happened. And we'd ask the question and then they'd write down on the card the answer to the specific question we asked them and hold it up to the camera. And like, oh my God, Dave, like the answers on the day, you know, absolutely floored me from people that I knew for such a long time. You know, when they wrote the card and then they turned it around and you saw it for the first time, like there was a few in there that really, really affected me, I suppose, because it was conversations with people that I hadn't had, you know. So there was answers in there that were really profound from the point of view that I was like, I can't believe that's what you've been thinking for such a long time, if you know what I mean.
In the wider scheme of things, and you will be asked this question now because I'm not saying you're some sort of expert necessarily, but like in general, do you think the conversation about grief should be more open in Ireland than you think it probably is?
I think so, because one of the men I asked to do the video, he had kind of recently lost his son. And, you know, asking him was kind of tricky because, you know, I felt like it was very kind of raw for him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the further down the road you get, I think things become easier to talk about. And I remember he said to me, he was like, I really want to do it because he said, I just feel like people aren't talking about it enough. Do you know what I mean? Now, obviously, I think that when something like that happens, people don't know what to say. And in fairness, there is nothing you can say to somebody who's just lost somebody that's going to make them feel in any way better, because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to make them feel better is to have that person back. But I guess it's just to kind of start the conversation and realise that you're not alone, because a lot of the things that are happening underneath the video are people are talking about, like, you know, I lost my son to a car crash or, you know, something like that. And then you'll see that people are commenting underneath those comments saying, I lost my son to this too, and I know what you're going through. And people are just not feeling so alone with it, you know.
And have you come through, like, have you seen a lot of people who've been writing whatever? By the way, has anything ever come in the old snail mail? Has anything ever come in a letter addressed to you, or is it all to do with comments online?
It's all comments online. Lots
but in the comments online, would a lot of them say, like, look, you know that about it when something specially, like, when somebody is wrenched out of your life suddenly who you don't expect, like, for instance, you have a what age was your nephew?
He was just going to be one the next day.
Right, okay. So like when there's a lot of younger people or whatever and suddenly they go and they're not there anymore, for the first week everybody says, look, everybody's fantastic and that. Is it the fact that it's now 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 years later and I feel worse than I did in the first week?
It's strange. It's kind of, I imagine it's just different for everybody, you know. I think that the worst time personally is like the week after when everyone goes away.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And it's like that quietness. Like I was talking to somebody the other day and I was saying, you know, I can remember that moment because I was a teenager and I remember, you know, closing the door and realizing the next day I was going to have to go to school. And like I just remember my house was just like dead silence. Like, nobody knows what to say to anybody.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's those moments. And I think, you know, the fact that with the online thing and the comments is like, people are talking to each other, but they don't have to have the face-to-face contact,
yeah,
so they can kind of relate to each other without ever knowing anybody. And, you know, it's kind of like, it's almost like a helpline, I guess, in a way, a lifeline to somebody who's like, okay, this person's been through what I've done, but we don't have to have this big, long conversation and get into it. We can just kind of say what we want.
Yeah. And by the way, for anybody who thinks, so hold on a second now, is it that big? We're talking, what, 3 million hits so far, is that it?
It's climbing on 3 million.
Right, okay. And by the way, just two of the texts here at 51551. One of them just says, the hug at the end of the video is just perfect. Thanks, Stephanie, says Tommy in Leakslip. And another one says, wow, no pressure here. What a lovely girl. There's hope for the country yet. It's all on your shoulders. All right, anyway, what is next for you, finally, then, Stephanie? I mean, like, first of all, record company interest and radio play and all that kind of thing. Is that happening?
Well, people are playing it on the radio, which is great. And I suppose, like, I have been getting some emails, which, you know, obviously I'm a healthy skeptic when it comes to the music industry, I think, at this point. But,
really?
You know, we'll see what comes from it. I hope that it kind of allows me to spend more time, like, focusing on original music and maybe make an album of songs that I really want. Because the other thing about this song is that it's kind of like, this is the song I like to sing, you know.
Yeah.
Not your typical radio song, I'm sure you'd agree, but it kind of has worked, and hopefully it kind of opens the door for me to be able to make that kind of music from now on. And see where it goes, you know.
Well, it's not exactly Rihanna, if that's what you mean. Yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
You know. That's
okay,
what battling with.
Let's give it another bit of a blast. And Stephanie, onwards and upwards. And thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Oh, thank you.
And the very best of luck with it. Stephanie Rainey, it is.